Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Tzadik Aleph. As we continue in this small parak of 3.5 lot of Kol HaTadir, talking all about the different orders of bringing the Karbanos, and the parak that tells us almost every line something unique about each Karban, so that we can get an insight into how they match up and line up against each other. So yesterday we did the Mishnah on that Tzadik Mebeis, that all Chatos always go before Hashamos, except for Hashem Mitzorah, because that comes to be Makshir, the person, to be able to eat Kachim, to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and then we went into all the different rules of Hashamos, and comparing Hashamos to other Karbanos as well. So I just wanted to I left off without mentioning the Brisker Rav. And that is, so the halacha of the Mishnah says, is that a chatos must come before an Hashem, except for an Hashem Mitzorah. So by an Hashem Mitzorah, the Hashem has to come first. So if you look on the Rambam Paskin, that this is a din li'ikuva, that the Hashem Mitzorah has to come before the chatos. You cannot bring the chatos of the Mitzorah before the Hashem. The Hashem has to come before the chatos. And the problem is, though, the Rambam elsewhere, in Hilchas Nezirus, holds that the Hashem of the Mitzorah is not ma'akev. So ma'akev, you don't have to worry about it. If you don't bring it, it's also okay. The question that the Brisker Rav, the question that the Rechadim ask is, it's not ma'akev, but the halacha of chatas kodim, the halacha of asham kodim l'chatas is ma'akev. So how would you ever have a case of, oh, you don't have to bring the asham, don't worry about it, it's not ma'akev. But you can't bring the chatas before you bring the asham, so you'll have nothing. So what's the meaning? Is there a metzius that we could have the halacha of the asham not being ma'akev, where it's going to mean something? Because after all, we know the halacha is that you always have to bring the asham before you bring the chatas. So because of that question, the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Bechusrei Kapara discusses the root of Mechusrei Kapara. Now, there are four Mechusrei Kapara: Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Those are the four people who not only are Tameh for 7 days, but they also have to bring a Karban on day 8. That's what makes them called Mechusrei Kapara. They're lacking Kapara. They're lacking the Karban that they have to bring on day 8. Other people, like Tameh Mace, a Tameh Mace person is also Tameh for 7 days, but doesn't have to bring a Karban. Right? Only somebody who has to bring a Karban is called Mechusrei Kapara. There is a Deya in Maseches, I think it's Krisus, of one of the Tanayim that says maybe a Ger is called a Mechusrei Kapara Aruch, because he also has to bring a Kapara once the Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, but usually he's not categorized in the four of Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. So, in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, so the Griz asked this question, Imkein heich mishkachas lalahach dina da asham ina ma'aki lechol bakachim kivan dal kapanim haray e efshar lahakrav asachadas kodam asham v'imkein haray hu la'olam asa bakachim bebrechat asham ha'akvo ma'naf kamina bazed da asham ina ma'aki. So he has two suggestions. Number one, says the Griz, we know the Mishnah tells us in Krisus that if a woman is chayiv a lot of karbanos, she's chayiv a lot of vada'os and a lot of zivos and a lot of leidos, all different types of cases, some suffix, some vadai. So the halacha is that the second that she brings one karban, she could already eat kachim. And the rest she owes. She still owes all of those, but if a woman has four babies, says the Brisker Rav, then as long as she brings the first one, so that is enough. And she has to bring, she owes the other ones, but that's enough to be machshir her at least. Haray, says the Brisker Rav, the shnei dinim heim b'karbanos shel mechusrei kapara. You see from there that there are two aspects, two dinim, in the karbanos of somebody who's mechusrei kapara. Chada, number one, madaha karban mitaharo u'machshiro lecho b'kachim. Number one is that the karban is mitar and machshir. He gives the mashal, it's like a mikvah. It's like a mikvah. If I'm tummy six times over, right, if I have six types of tumami, if I go to the mikvah, I'm tar, period. It works. I don't have to be matar myself for each tumma, unless it's a more serious tumma that is not finished yet. But this karbon is like a matar. Uveshenis, and number two, din chovas habas, makarbonus, din mifnei atzmo, levad akshir tumaso, chiyuvim. If a woman has four babies, she owes four sets of karbonus. Right, even though the first one might allow her to go into the mikdash already. V'chalukim heim hani trei dini me'adadi. It's two different halachas. D'le'inyin din ta'araso havi dina de karban echad karav v'ola l'kambatumas kemo tevila. Masha'en kein b'din chovas habos karbanos kol leida v'ziva chiyiv karban b'fnei atzmahu. Unlike when it comes to the chiyuvin, then every karban has its own set. Every chiyuv has its own set. The called karban who karav al zivaso. V'yid karban echad karav al shtei leidos zivos. Right, so that's the Yesod Gadol that we learn in the Mechusri Kapara world. That even if somebody is chayav al many karbanis from Mechusri Kapara, but one of them could already act like a mikvah. So it could allow me to eat karbanis going to the base of Mikdash. And the other one they still have to bring. That's why, if you remember, there's a Mishnah that says that there was one time that karbanis became very expensive. Okay, very expensive, and when the Tanam didn't know what to do with it. So one of the Tanam, or Gamliel, or Shem Gamliel, I don't remember who, he said, you know what? He got rid of all the Chiyuvim, he says, only this one. They only have to bring one of them. So how could he do that? How could he get rid of Chiyuvim? The answer is, because one of them is all you need to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and he got rid of the Chiyuvim, because, you know, Yesh Koach Be'al Chachamim, Lakadar Benatar B'Shev Altasa. So he says, don't bring them. So he could do that, because you have this split. So he says, based on that, I can come up with an answer for the Rambam. Based on that, you know what the case could be? The case is, what's the case again? What's the question? What's the difference that Asham is not Ma'akev? You always have to bring the Asham before the Chatos anyway. Asham called him the Chatos, like our Mishnah says. So he says, you can come up with the following case. A Mitzora brought his Asham. He brought his carbon Asham, and then he gets Saras again. But Mitzora Shehevi Ashamo Venisnaga Shnia Kodem Shehevi Chatoso. So in that case, he already brought his Asham. The Rambam says maybe karbanas al kolachas va'achas. So in that case, kishemakrav chatas al tzaras arishona. When you bring the chatas for the first, right? You brought your asham. Now you're going to bring your chatas, which you owe for the first tzaras. Hari achatas shaper krebo miskashra. The chatas is fine. Thank you. The ain kan hakdomas chatas la'asham. You don't have the chatas before the asham because the asham came first. It was brought for the first one, but you got saras again. So the second you bring the chatas is fine. Kibun da chatas be'emes nachsheves b'din avos karbanos rak b'karbanos saras b'shonim. And he continues, but he uses that to answer the question. That is possibility number one, where you might be able to have you already brought your asham. Already brought your asham, and you get saras again. So you might be able to then just bring first your chatas that relates to your first Saras, number one. The other possibility that he says, towards the end, he says, Shamati, that he heard from Ruchayim, May Avi Adoni Marina Barbenu, Hagon Tatsal, he says, maybe it's talking about a case of Safik. In a case of Chatas Sa'of HaBal Safik, maybe you'd only bring a Chatas and not an Asham. In that case. He talks about it, the difference, how Chatas HaBal Safik relates to the issue of how does that relate to an Asham Talui. Are they're both Baal Safik, but inherently are they called a Safik Karban or a Vade Karban? So maybe at the end, if we have time, as we usually say, we'll get back to that. But that is the Brisker Rav. Now I just wanted to get into today's daf, and then we will come back if there is any time left. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that all the different rules and regulations of Chatas and Asham, remember the case the Mishnah brought up in the middle, which the Gemara will get back to, and that is yesterday's Shlamim and today's Shlamim. You do yesterday's Shlamim first. Yesterday's Shlamim and today's Chatas and Asham, so that is a Machlokas. That is a Machlokas. Rabbi Meir says you do yesterday's Shlamim first, the Chachamim say you do Chatas first, because it's Kashi Kachim. But Rav Meir says you do Shlamim first. No reason is given in the Mishnah. Pashtus is, as I alluded to yesterday, that because you have to, the Shlamim's Chiyuv kicked in first, so therefore you have to take care of it first. Okay. And then the Mishnah said you could eat it any way you want. And Machlokas, whether you're allowed to put Truma spices into the carpet. Okay, Ibayaluhu, says the Gemara. Ibayaluhu. Tadir u'mekudash, eza mehem kodem. So we had rules already. We had kol tadir mechaver kodem es chaver, kol mekudash mechaver kodem es chaver. What if those two are up against each other? Tadir and mekudash. Which wins? Tadir kodem, mishum de tadir, odem mekudash kodem de kodesh. Very unusual line. Tadir mekudash, which wins? Tadir because it's tadir, or mekudash because it's mekudash? Okay, we know that because it's, that's what the words are. Okay, either way, tashma. So, let's prove a price. We learned earlier, Tamidim kodmin l'musafin. We learned earlier in the first Mishnah that Tamidin go before Musaf. Right? Every Shabbos, the Karban Tamid is brought before the Karban Musaf. The Afag Abda Musfi Kedishe. Even though Musaf, the Karban Musaf, is more Kadosh. Still, Tadir Bis Makudosh. How do you know the Musaf is more Kadosh? So Rashi says because they're given less frequently. That's how you determine Kadosh. If something is less frequent, it must be more holy. Right, something that is more off limits. Right? The less we do something, the more kadosh it is. Right, the tefillah for ne'ilah, right, is a very kadosh tefillah in our heads. right? Even though v'hu rachum, which we say twice a week, which is also a gorgeous, wonderful tefillah, it's not kaddish in our minds because we say it twice a week. So Rashi says anything unusual is kaddish. Therefore, the tamid even comes during the week. So therefore, you see, this must prove that tadir beats makudash. Answers the Gemara: no. Atu Shabbos l'musafin ahani l'timidim lo ahani. What? Only the musaf is called the carbon shel Shabbos. The tamid of Shabbos is also different than the tamid of chol. It's not the same tamid. Shabbos captures the musaf, and Shabbos captures the tamid. So you can't say, "Oh, the tamid of Shabbos is more tadir." No, it's not. It's not. It's just as kadosh. Just as kadosh. It also has an element of tadir because it's connected to the tamid of every day. But still, it has the same power of being a Shabbos karban because it is given on Shabbos. What was the havamina? What was the maskana? Maybe we'll get to that soon. Tashma. What about the same try? We're going to have the similar discussion 4 times in a row. Tashma, musve Shabbos kodem l'musve Rosh Chodesh. The musaf of Shabbos goes before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So again, isn't the musaf of Rosh Chodesh more kadosh because it takes place less often? And yet you see the musve of Shabbos comes first. So you see tadir beats makudash. Answer again, atu Rosh Chodesh l'musvin didei ahani l'musve Shabbos lo ahani. What, the musaf of of Rosh Chodesh, it only, right, it's separate, but the Rosh Chodesh affects the Musaf of Shabbos too. Right, so you can't say, oh, it's Tadir versus Mekudash, because even the Tadir is Mekudash here too. One more, Tashma, Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Koman the Musafi Rosh Hashanah, Avagat the Musafi Rosh Hashanah, Avagat the Rosh Hashanah Kadsha. Same thing, aren't the Karbanis of Rosh Hashanah more Kadosh? And you see, the Karban of Rosh Chodesh you bring before. So again, the Gemara says, Alter Rosh Hashanah, L'musafi Didei Ahani, L'musafi Rosh Chodesh, Lo Ahani. Right, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, it only affects itself and not the Muslim of Rosh Chodesh. It also affects the Muslim of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, don't bring me any rice. What's the Shakla Vitaria here? What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? So before we get into that, just one small point. Then we'll get into the larger point. One small point, and that is, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether you bring the Karbanis of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Gemara seems to be Mefurish, yes. The Gemara is just wondering about the order. So that's a Gemara in the Tosfos and Beitza. We've touched on this in the past. Tosfos debates at the beginning of the second paragraph of Tezayin and Aleph. Tosfos quotes a couple of opinions. What does it mean that Rosh Hashanah is Bakesa Liyom Chagenu? It's the only described in Tehillim as the Yontif that is covered. Bakesa Liyom Chagenu. So what does that mean? So Rashi quotes that maybe it means that it's the only, I don't know if Rashi here, but other Rishonim quote, it's the only Yontif that the moon is covered. Every other Yontif comes out in the time of the month when you can see the moon. For sure, Sukkot and Pesach, you have a full moon, but even Shavuos is the sixth, and you want to throw in the Durabanans, those also work. There is a moon that you see, except Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, you see the moon. Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush Shalvan is right after Yom Kippur. Machlokas, before or after, Bimar B'Shuyos, or start off with Shuyos. Okay, but either way, Rosh Hashanah, there is no moon, it's covered. So maybe that's what it means, Bakesel Yom Chagenu. Number one. Number two, Tosfos there, yeah, that's what Rashi says here. Tosfos there quotes another of other pshatim, based at Daftez Zayin. He quotes to Rabbeinu Tam that maybe Bakesa is a lashon of Zman, that it falls out, that it's Rosh Chodesh always falls out on this Yontif. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's the only Yontif that has Rosh Chodesh fall out on it. Number three. Number three, Rabbeinu Meshulim Piresh, Miskase Shelohaya Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh Karavba. Oh, that's what he, meaning some Musaf, some Karbanis Musaf are given, not all. That's where Rabbeinu Meshulim's. So he says, no, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is not Karavbo. Fix Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, what are you talking about? We have a Tosefta that says, Beferish, how many Seir are brought on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim of the year? And this is included. So therefore, it's a machlokas, whether all the karbanis musaf of Rosh Chodesh were brought on Rosh Hashanah, or does Rosh Hashanah overtake and redefine? This isn't Rosh Chodesh. Nobody calls it Rosh Chodesh. Right? We don't even bench at Rosh Chodesh. Okay, because this is a satan, kadeshali katrik a satan, to mix up the satan. But maybe there's something deeper even also, because this isn't a regular Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah overtakes it and makes it super Rosh Chodesh. So it's not really Rosh Chodesh. Then he quotes the fourth one. Maybe you don't mention the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah in the Tefillah. Rabbeinu Tam says you do. Okay, so that is a discussion just about this prat. But the larger issue, what is the issue, what is the shakla vatari here of the havamina that it is Mekudesh versus Tadir, it comes along Maskana, no, what do you mean? Rosh Chodesh affects the Shabbos Karban too. Rosh Hashanah affects the Rosh Chodesh Karban too. This is a shir we had a couple of years ago. It's Mefurish. I wasn't familiar with the Gemara yet. I didn't remember this Gemara when I gave the shir. And that is, when we have two different days that overlap, you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you have Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you have Rosh Chodesh and any other day. How do we look at that? Those Kedushas? Is that a what we call a hyphenated Kedusha? Or a comma Kedusha? Is it Shabbos hyphenated Rosh Chodesh? It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Or is it Shabbos comma Rosh Chodesh? Right? It's both. But they happen to be on the same date, but they don't mix together. So how do we look at that? How do we look at those? So that was the issue that a lot of nafkaminas. For example, the machlokas in the tour. Let's say you forget Yal V'Yavo in benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Forget Yal V'Yavo. You remember Ritzei? You forget Yal V'Yavo. So usually we know the rule is you have to repeat for Ritzei in the first two meals of Shabbos, and you don't have to repeat for Yal V'Yavo. That's the usual rule, because you only have to repeat for the chiyav of bread. So Shabbos, you have to have bread. Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to. It's mitzvah laharbos. Bisuas Rosh Chodesh is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, but you don't have to. There's no chiyav. So do you repeat? So Pashas, we would say no. You would say you don't repeat, because after all, this you forgot Yal V'Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to have bread. The Torah quotes some Rishon, and they say no. You have to repeat because this meal you have to have bread, even though it wasn't for Rosh Chodesh purposes. But this meal you have to have bread, so that's why we say that you might have to repeat. So what do you see from there? The kedushas blend in. It's not happen to be two kedushas the same day, but the kedushas blend in. Or you might be mechalipet in all these cases, but all similar discussion. What about Shabbos Yom Kippur? Shabbos Yom Kippur, how do you look at that? Shabbos Kama Yom Kippur or not? Machlokas Achronim, the Ar Sameach, holds that if one has to eat on Yom Kippur, does one make Kiddush? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says on Shulchan Aruch, no, Kiddush was not Mesukan for this day. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger holds. The Ar Sameach says in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim that when it's Shabbos that falls, last year and this year, when it's Shabbos that falls on Yom Kippur, then you make Kiddush. Because it's Shabbos. Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, you never make Kiddush. Maybe I didn't look it up again. Maybe I did the opposite. I forgot one says one and one says the, it was the opposite, right? So I thought. I thought Rabbi Kiva Eger says that. Rabbi Kiva Eger is the one that says you make Kiddush if it falls out on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says, no, you never make Kiddush. They were never Masuk on Kiddush Yom Kippur. So what's the Nukudas of Machlokas? Again, our issue. If you say it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's together, then this isn't Shabbos, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. They were never Masakein Kiddush. If it's Shabbos Kama Yom Kippur, then Rabbi Kiva Eger's right. Or one last one. And that is, this might be Machlokas from Rabbi Hillel and Gemara and Beitzo, what the Nusach of the Brach is. But one last one, I would like to quote fascinating Machlokas from Moshe and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rosh Moshe has a tshuva where somebody got into jail with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And he was stuck in jail in the morning. And he didn't have a sitter. So he davened. He didn't know Ati Yitzarta by heart. So he davened Tikkat HaShabbos. He davened the regular Rosh Chodesh, regular Shabbos Shmon Esrei. And then later on that day, he got out of jail. He asked Rosh Moshe, what does he do now? He already davened Musaf. So Rav Moshe says he should daven the weekday Rosh Chodesh Shmoneh Esrei. The weekday Rosh Chodesh, you're already Yotzei Shabbos, now just do Rosh Chodesh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what are you talking about? Today, the Shmoneh Esrei is enacted as Ati Yetzarta. So again, what's the Mekudas Machlokas? Do the Kedushas merge or not? That's exactly our Shakla V'Tarya. The Havamina each time is that, what do you mean? You have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, or Shabbos Kama Rosh Chodesh. It's Tadr versus Mekudash. Kamashla, what's the answer? What do you mean? You think each one doesn't affect each other? It affects. It's one blended Kedusha. Right? That's beautiful. Flows out of this Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. Okay. We can have a whole shiur on it. Maybe there's more to this stuff to have the shiur next week. But we'll see. Tashma, let's continue. Tashma davar acher. So, what about the Mishnah in the ninth parak in Brachas? Eighth parak in Brachas. The second to the last parak, parak yilu dvarim, all the machlokas between Mishar and Mishilal regarding Seuda. Remember this one, the most famous one, Kiddush. Kiddush Friday night. Which bracha do you do first? So we all like Mishilal. First we say Bori Peragafen, and then we say Asher Kiddushan B'Mitzosa. We say the Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush. So why is that? So Birchas Ayayin Tadira, Birchas Ayomein Tadira. Beis Hillel says, because Ber Peragafen is a very common Tadir Bracha, and Kiddush is not. V'tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodem, V'avagad Dibrachas Ayom Tkadisha. So again, the even so you see there, Tadir beats Mekudash, because the Bracha of Kiddush is more Mekudash Bracha. So to other bismah kudash. So again, the Gemara says, "Otu Shabbos labirchas hayom ahani labirchas hayayin lo ahani." What Shabbos is only about the kiddush? Even the boy pri agafen is affected by Shabbos. This is what we discussed last Shabbos. Sometimes when we do birchas hananin in the context of mitzvos, it takes on the status of a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah, right? So like the bori pri agafen yesterday, the bori pri agafen by a milah. Okay, we say, l'chadchila, the person making the bracha should take a sip. But what about a wedding where many do not take a sip? The chassan makes the bori pri agafen. How can he make a birchas hananin? Usually birchas hananin is only if I am also partaking, I'm allowed to make the bracha for you. The answer is, if you have a birchas hananin, which is in the context of a mitzvah, so then that could have the status of a birchas mitzvah. And you could say, yatsa motzi. Right, even possibly, right, this is what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about. What about the Hamotzi on Friday night? Right, where there is no, it's not the Hamotzi of Pesach, the Hamotzi of Friday night, right, which is just the Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, or the Kiddush of Shabbos morning. Can I make the Bracha, Bori Pri Agafen, and you will be Yotze Kiddush? Can I do that? Right, that is what the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Reish Ayin Gimel. Yachal Adam laKadesh laAcher, Alfa Bishen Ocheliman. Dilo Detu Avi Makam Suda. V'Yavagav TeBirchas Hayayin Enu Yachal Otsi Acherim Im Enu Nanem Imahem. Kivon DaHay Birchas Bori Pri Agafen Hichova LaKiddush KeKiddush Hayom Dami V'Yachal Otsiam Alfa Pi SheEnu Nehene. Even though you're just saying a birchas hananin, and then there are ma'ads. V'afilu b'kiddush shel yom b'shachris mutar la'asos kein. Even Shabbos morning, where you only make it the bori pri agafen. Again, that's this shak levataria. You want to tell me that the bori pri agafen is a plain bori pri agafen? No, Shabbos affects it too. Okay, so I'll spend a lot of time on this. This daf zvachem tzadik aleph is a lot on it, as you'll continue to see. Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Mispal Adam Shal Mincha, V'achar Kach Shal Musafin. The halacha is, we usually know, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, but what happens if it's so late in the day? It happens sometimes to women. Women are going to daven Mincha in the afternoon, and they realize they didn't daven Musaf yet. So what do you do first? So generally what we would tell women is, Mincha first. Mincha first, because that's the chiyuv that you can do right now. Mincha first, Mispal Adam Shal Mincha, V'achar Kach Shal Musafin. That is what we would tell. So therefore you see again, why? Mincha is Tadir, Musaf is more Mekudesh. So you see, Tadir is Mekudesh. So again, the Gemara says, Atu Shabbos, Lefilas Musaf, Adahani, Lefilas Mincha, Loahani? No. That Mincha is special too. So it's also Mekudesh. Generally, this is only said, Biyachid. Comes up, the Shulchan Aruch discusses it, Simchas Torah, or Yom Kippur. What happens if it's so late in the day that when you start Musaf, it's ready at the time for Mincha? So what do? So you follow this halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says no. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Reish Pei Vav in Hilcha Shabbos, and he says v'yesh mi shehora she'ein osin kein betzibur l'haktam tilas mincha l'tilas musaf. Some say when it comes to a tzibur, don't change the order. Why? Kedei shelo yitu. It's very confusing. Shelo yitu. What is? It's like just do it regular. It's always a little late. Just daven musaf first, and then daven mincha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says because you don't want to confuse people. Okay, Tashma. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, third wide line. Shlamim shel emesh, chatas va'asham, shel hayom, the shlamim of yesterday, and the chatas va'asham of today, shlamim shel emesh kodmin, where the shlamim of yesterday goes, ha'idi v'idi diyom, but if you have both from today, chatas va'asham kadmi, the chatas will go first, if you haven't got the shlamim to dire, if the shlamim are tadir. Right? Voluntary karbanos are much more common to bring than chatas and ashams, karbanos for averis. So you see, if it would both be the same day, the chatas and asham would go first. Mikudash, now it's the opposite order. Mikudash would be tadir. Answer, no. Amar Rava, matzi kamri, is this tadir? Shlomo would be categorized as tadir? No, matzui. Matzi means more common. It doesn't mean, what's tadir? Tadir can be boilon. Matzui, lo can be boilon. Tadir means you have obligations. The obligation comes more oftenly. Right, Mashiach, when it comes to Matsui, that's not the issue here. It's Tadir versus Mekudesh. We're not talking about Matsui. That's not our issue. Amalei Refuda by Yehuda Larava, Atu Matsui Lav Tadir. What do you mean? You don't ask that, you don't compare those two ideas? You're Machalik? Vatanya, didn't we learn a Brisa? The Brisa here, Rashi quotes, is talking about the context of trying to explain which Averis are your Chayav a Carbon Chatas for. So we know there are two
mitzvos that you're chayiv kares for, that you're not chayiv chatas. Mila and kares. Those are the only two. So the Gemara included them. So the Gemara says, maybe you should only include one and not the other. Oti, as a Pesach, she'en otadir, maybe I should exclude Pesach from a karban. She'en otadir, it's not so common. V'lo oti, as a mila, she tadira. And I won't exclude mila, which is tadir. So you see, mila is tadir. Mila is just matsui. That's not tadir. Right, so you see the conditions overlap. This is overlap. So you see, Mila is really more matsui than Pesach, not tadir. So, but you see the conditions overlap. So Gemara said, no, my tadir. What does it mean, tadir by Mila over there? Tadira be mitzvahs. It means it's tadir in mitzvahs. What does that mean? Tadir mitzvah. Rashi says, because it says it so many times in the Torah. Right, the Gemara says, 13 brisos were nichras for Mila. It says the word bris 3 times in the Torah, in the context of bris milas. That's what it means, it's tadir. It's very commonly written in the Torah. That's what tadir means there. Or, the Sfasema says, what does it mean, tadir? It's always with you. It's always with you. That's what tadir means. Should have known this yesterday. But Yosef Nir Lafarish, the mitzvahs mila nikres tadiris, shela olam roshem ha mitzvah begufa adam. The lo kechol mitzvah, dehirak b'sha'as asiyah. Achokas Rashi Sfasemes. What does it mean that mila is tadira mitzvahs? Number one. Number two, v'ibayisema, or mila l'gabe pesach yitadir damya. Or it's just relative. It just means mila l'gabe pesach, mila is more common than pesach. But again, don't compare this to say it's matzui could still be a different rule and context. So it says here that the mila is tadir. Interesting, I thought that Tosfos in Bechoros on Daf Mem Tes says that one of the reasons, not in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you make a Shechianu both by Mila and by Pidyon HaBen. But in Chutz La'aretz, the Minog is against the Rambam. The Minog is not to make a Shechianu by Mila for whatever reason. Various reasons, the Beis Yosef discusses it in Simen Reish Samach Hei in Yerodea. But Tosfos in Bechoros says, you know why? Because Mila is Tadir. And Pidyon HaBen is not. There are so many reasons why you wouldn't make a Pidyon HaBen if the parents are Kahanim and Levim and Caesarean section, or there's a girl first. So many reasons. So Mila is more common. Mila is Tadir. And that's why you don't make a Shechianu by Mila in Chutz La'aretz, Masha'en Kain, by Pidyon HaBen. So maybe that's alluded to in this Gemara here, that Mila is Tadir. Mila is Tadir. Okay, Bailu, Baiter. Tadir Sheino Tadir, Vekadim Veshakal Sheino Tadir. My. What happens if you have Tadir Sheino Tadir? You're supposed to do the Tadir one first. And by mistake, or on purpose, you shechted the Eino Tadir one first. So do you then finish the job, or do you stop? My. Mi Amrina, do we say, Kiven de Shachte Mikravle, once you shechted the Eino Tadir, so you might as well finish it, your Makravid, Odilma, no. Yoav La'achad de Mamaris Bedamo, give it to somebody else to mush around the blood, so it doesn't congeal. Ad de Makravle le Tadir, until you take care of the Tadir. Vahadir Makravle Sheino Tadir. Meaning, how ma'akiv is it? Tadir she'eino tadir, you're shech the she'eino tadir. So do we say that now you have to go back, you have to stop, or you just continue what you started doing? Amar Rav Huna Misura, Tashma, let's try. We're going to bring a lot of some of the cases that we brought already. Tashma, shlomim shal emesh chadis fa'atam shal hayom, shal emesh kodim shal hayom. What did we say? If you have yesterday's shlomim and today's chadis and asham, you work on yesterday's shlomim. The Havamina here is, Rashi explains, that what happened, you had yesterday shlamim that you brought to the Beis HaMikdash, but you didn't shecht it until today. You didn't shecht it until today. But, right, it was here, and that's why you supposed to shecht it first, because it's a zilzal to have this carbon for a whole day and not work on it, not shecht it. That's why you have to shecht that one first. Hadiyom dumya de'emesh, but if you would have brought the shlamim today, not having it yesterday, v'heichidami tekadim shachtei l'shlamim, you would have brought it today, along with chadas nashim today, then you should do chadas nashim first. But what if you did the shlamim anyway? Right? Meaning, that's like shechting the eino makudash before the makudash, which is similar to shechting the eino tadir before the tadir. What do we medayek? Chadas v'ashim kadmi. You'd stop in the middle, and you'd finish the chadasim and the asham, and then you go back to the shlamim. So doesn't that prove, just like here, we're medayik, that if you would do the Eino Makudash before the Makudash, you'd have to stop and finish the Makudash. So too, if you would have done the Eino Tadir before the Tadir, you'd have to stop the Eino Tadir and do the Tadir. So Gemara says, no, maybe we have the case wrong. Dilma shlamim de'emesh v'chadis v'ashem de'yom eichim ishkachazla. Maybe the case is de'shachtinu l'travayu. Now the case here is you shechted both of them. You shechted both of them already. Now the question is, which to be Osek in? Avalo shechtinu, l'travayot yibaylucha. If you'd have only shechted the shlamim, and now you want to know, should you cross over to the chadas and the asham, or finish the shlamim first, that is not answered. So we still don't have an answer. Period. So Tashma, let's try to prove it from the other mishnayis that we've already brought. Davar achi, berchazay antadira, berchazay yomein antadira. So, the case of the Mishnah, where you do Berchas HaYayin first. So again, what's the case there? What's the case there? Berchas HaYayin is an Eino Mikudash Bracha. Right? And even though the Chiv of Kiddush came first, right when Shabbos started, I have to make Kiddush. So it's like the Mikudash one came first. And later on, when I have the wine in front of me, so I'm gonna go to the Kiddush. So you go to the Tadir. So doesn't that prove it? They have to, that you then go back, and do it, right? Rashi says in the fifth wide line, Biavagav, the Shino Tadir Kadim, Uba, Shekvar Kiddush Hayom. It already became Shabbos, Vadain Yayin Loba, the wine's out in front of you. Dumya Kadim Shachti, the Shino Tadir Bereshit. It's similar to Shechting the Eino Tadir wine first. You Shechted the wrong one first. So Gemara says, no. That's no raya. Hachanami. Kivan da'asyan, kamanda shchiti shravayodami. Once the wine comes in front of you, it's as if you shechted both animals. Meaning, because you have both chiyuvim staring at you now, which would you do? So that's why the tadir one would win in that case. Tashma, similar. Dar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, like we said before. Mispal shal adam shal mincha v'achar shal musafin. So again, the musaf chiyuv started before the mincha chiyuv. The musaf you could have it even in the morning. And yet, what does it say? The second that you get later on, you do the mincha. You do the mincha. Says the Gemara again, Hachanami, keep it the matis, but skilis mincha, command the shchit, shabai odami. It's as if you have both, chiyuvim in front of you now. Viter, there's something to say, but let's just continue first. Amalei Ravacha, Brei Ravashi, Ravina. So, Tashma, Shachta, Kodom Chatzos, Pasol, Bibnei Shinemer, Bobin Arbayim. On Erev Pesach, if I shechted the karban in the morning, it's Pasol. Right? We don't paskin like a day we had back in the first parak. On Daf Yud Gimel Yudalot about the Yishchet Karban Pesach in the morning b'diavad. We don't hold that way. If you shechted it in the morning, it's pasul because it says Beinu Arbayim Kodem L'Tamid Kasher. You're supposed to shechted the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid, the only exception of the year. But what if you did it before Kasher? That is not a halacha likuva. But what happens if you shechted the Pesach first? V'yehemem Maris B'damo Chizrak Adam. But what should you do? You should be memaris it. You should mush it around. And then what? Then go do the Tamid. And then go back to the Pesach. So what do you see? When you do the wrong one, you should go to the other one and then come back to the one that you did already. So the Gemara answered, no. Again, maybe that case is where you shechted both of them. It's not a case where you're deciding whether to shecht the Tamid also. The Mishnah also seems to be a case where you already shechted both of them. Shramina. So it must be that you shechted both of them. So again, there is no answer given to our question. Period. Just finishing up. Uba kulan makonim rashon bo. Kulan makonim are allowed to eat it any way they want. Cooked, roasted, anyway. By taima amakra le mashka. Ligdula kedar sham alacham ochlin. You could eat it in a royal way. Any way that you want to eat it, the konim can't eat it. There's a huge discussion. We don't have so much time to go into it. I'll mention it now. And that is Shagas Aryeh. Simen Chav Beis. Tadir she'eino tadir. What if you have a tadir d'rabanan and an eino tadir d'araisa? Does tadir she'eino tadir even work? Tadir d'rabanan over at eino tadir d'araisa. So Shakas Ari says it's mefurish in our Gemara. It's mefurish in our Gemara. Because when you come home from shul on Friday night, you basically were, what? You made kiddush in shul? But let's say the women for sure didn't. Pashtus says, what are you doing? Rabbi Yerchas Ananin is Darabanan. Kiddush is Daraisa. So, you see, Tadir, Sheino Tadir, Tadir Darabanan even beats a Eino Tadir Daraisa. And then he goes through, were you Yotze in Shul? We discussed that in Kiddush Yerim. Probably not, because the Gemara says you have to mention Yotze Mitzrayim. You didn't mention it in Shul, and that answers the Magen Avraham's Kasha. How can you be Yotze women if you're only Chayav Darabanan? And we're going to Chayav Daraisa. Pashas, you're also Chayav Daraisa. We don't pass in like, once the Chazal enacted to make Kiddush like this, so then you have to make Kiddush like this, even to fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa. So Shagas Ari quotes that as his main source, that you have to, Tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Drabanan even beats Eino Tadir d'araisa. Who argues that Tzlach? The Tzlach over there in Brachis says, no, I think that's not true. And the only reason that you make Kiddush like this is because you were already Yotzei in Shul. You're already Yotzei in Shul. That's why it's two Drabanans. But let's say a woman says the Tzlach. So let's say a woman is making Kiddush for herself at home. She should switch the brachas. She should switch the brachas. She should say Asher Kedushan B'mitzvosav before Bori Pri HaGafen. That's the Tzlach. Never heard that one. But that's the Tzlach Machlokas. Shakas Aryeh in Tzlach, whether Tadir Sheino Tadir, even wins if it's Drabanan versus Daraisis. Okay, you can look that up. We don't have time to do it. Oh, what about Tadir versus Mekudesh, right? So I think he talks about that there too. Would you say it's more Mekudesh because it's Daraisa? Maybe you could say no, it's Kain Daraisa. Rabban Ari also Kain Daraisa, or Chacham Maso Chizuk L'Devrehem. That is a very interesting issue though. Okay, says the Mishnah. Abba Reb Shimon, what in the world is this Mishnah doing here? We'll see. Imra Isa Shem, it has nothing to do with us. Imra Isa Shem, Shum Mischalik Bazara. Reb Shimon says, if you ever see oil that the Kohanim are splitting up amongst themselves in the Azara, Ein Sarach L'Shomal, you don't have to ask. Well, where did this oil come from? Ella, Mosa Rikike Minchas Yisrael. It's the leftover of the Rikike. Most carbon is Mincha. The oil is mixed into the flour. And then the Komet is burned, and the rest of it goes to the Kohanim. But when is there any separate oil? So by one type of the carbon Minchas, the Rikike, the oil is left. You only sprinkle a little oil on the flour, and the rest of it is given to the Kohanim. So if you have plain oil given to the Kohanim, you know it's from here. Reb Shimon holds. We'll see in a second. Reb Shimon is the one that holds that you don't sprinkle all the oil on the Mizbeach. Only some of it so you can have leftovers. So that's why he says this. Or, Balok Shemesh HaMetzorah, or it's the log of oil of the Metzorah that you sprinkle some of it on him, and the rest of it you split up amongst the Kohanim. So if you see any oil being given out, you know that's where it's from. Imra Isa Shemesh Unitan on Gabi Yishim, and if you see any oil being sprinkled on the fire, Ein Sarach Lishol Mahu, you also don't have to ask where that's from. I'll tell you. Ela Mosa Rikike Minchas Kohanim, the leftovers of the Minchas Kohanim. Minchas Kohen has to be totally burned to the Mizbeach, even leftover oil. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, or the leftover oil of the everyday carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings, also has to be burned. Why? How do you know it's only those two? Sheimus Advin Shemen. Because the Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to, there's no such thing as a carbon shemen that you could be misnadi to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Tarfon argues, Rabbi Tarfon argues, Rabbi Tarfon shemen, he can. What is this mission doing here? It has to do with Menachas. It doesn't have to do with our parak. So the Melech HaShlomo, the Melech HaShlomo is in the back of the Mishnayos. Sometimes it's in the new ones, it's on the bottom. The Melech HaShlomo, here in Zvachim, he is a Talmud of the Shidun Kubetzes. I just looked on the front page yesterday. Melech HaShlomo says, maybe because the previous Mishnah had quoted a Kula of Reb Shimon, the previous Mishnah had said that Reb Shimon is not worried about Mevim Kachin Lebeis HaPsul, so to here, quotes another Kula of Reb Shimon. That's what he could come up with. Right, that's what he, that's the best, that's the pashas, what else is this doing here? But that's what he says. Vayter, Amar Shmuel, Ledivrei Rebbe Tarfon, HaMisnadev Shemen, Kom, what do you do if you, Rebbe Tarfon says you could give oil as an adava. So what do you do with it? What do you do with it? So Rebbe Shmuel says, you're komso, you're komates it, and Bashir of Nechalon, and the rest of it is eaten. Rest of it is in. How do you do kmitza to oil? So we discussed this before. How do you kmitza to oil? So Tosas Yantav Menachas, we quoted this in Yud Beis Hay, says, no, you just take a kli that has the size of a kmitza and you pour it in. Because you can't do kmitza to oil. If you look in Rabbeinu Gershom in Menachas, Rabbeinu Gershom says, no, you let it congeal. Wait for it to congeal the oil, and then in that way, freeze it, and in that way, do kmitza to it. But either way, so you take the kmitza and you burn it, and the rest is eaten, meaning just like a regular carbon mincha. My time, Amar Krokas, the pasuk says, carbon mincha, milame shem esadin shemen, it says carbon mincha. That extra word teaches me that to include even an oil carbon. And that's also called the mincha carbon. V'chi mincha, just like mincha. And once it's called a mincha, you compare it to mincha. Ma'an mincha komsa v'shiren echalin. Just like a mincha, you take a little bit of it and burn it, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. Av shemen komsa v'shiren echalin. That's Shmuel. Amar Rebzera, v'nana mitanina. Rebzera says, the Armish approves it. Amar Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says, Amar Isa, Shemesh HaMesalik Bazara, Iyat HaTzorach Lishol Mahu. You don't have to ask what the oil is from. Ela Mosa Rekikim Menachos Yisrov Velo Shemesh HaMetzorah Shemes Nadvin. Reb Shimon says, it's definitely these two things. If you see it being given out to Kohanim. Michla, what's Mashma from Reb Shimon? Demanda Amar Misnadvin, that if you would hold that you can give a Shemen as an Adava, that could be another possibility. Mischalik, so you see, the Tanavar Mishnah also is saying that the oil, if you're misnadiv oil, what's Shmuel's Chiddush? That if you're misnadiv oil, you wouldn't burn all the oil on the Mizbeach. Only a little bit, and the rest goes to the Kohanim. That's Shmuel's Shita, and it's proven from the Mishnah. Omer Le'abaya, Abaya says, who says Ema Seifa? The Seifa, you could prove just the opposite. What does the Seifa, the next line of the Mishnah say? Imra Isa, Shemesh, Nitan, Gabi, Ishim. If you see oil being poured on the fire, That's the line of the Mishnah. You don't have to ask about if you see oil being thrown on the Mizbeach, because you can't, it can't be in a dava anyway. Sounds like mashma, that if you would be able to be Misadiv Shemen, then you would have to think that maybe the oil thrown on the fire is from a nedava. So we have a machlokas here. We have a machlokas Shmuel and Abaya. Shmuel and Abaya, if somebody is misnadiv oil, is it all burned on the fire? That is Abaya. Or, according to Shmuel, only a kmitza is burned and the rest of it is split up by the Kohanim. So, la Abaya kasha reisha, la Abzeira kasha seifa. Each part of the Mishnah it works out for one and not for the other. So, Bishvah, Reb Zera, according to Reb Zera, who says that it's all burned on the fire, Reisha Bishirayim, Seifa Bakom, I'm sorry, according to Reb Zera, who says like Shmuel, Reb Zera says our Mishnah proves like Shmuel, that says that some of it is, that the rest of it is given to the Kohanim, no problem. Reisha Bishirayim, Seifa Bakomets. Because some of it is burned and some of it is split up. El Ala by Akasha. Well, according to Abayu, who said it's all burned to the Mizbeach, what does he do with the Reisha? So Tana Reisha to Seifa. Just to be parallel. Just he uses the same lashon of Ein Misnadvin Shemen to be parallel, but really, even if you would have an Adava of Shemen, it would all be burned. You could have a case where you know the seifa is to be parallel to the reisha. El reisha mishum seifa mitani. Do you ever have such a thing that the reisha is just meant to be parallel to the seifa? So when it says in, yes, you have it. Dami b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, they do this tana reisha mishum seifa. Right? They use that type of structure in Eretz Yisrael. Good. Tashma vayter says the Gemara. Yayin kedivir Rabbi Akiva l'sfalim shemen kedivir Rabbi Tarfon le'ishem. A wine carbon. If I'm misnadiv wine to the Mesa Migda, to the Mizbeach, if I say I promise to give a wine carbon, what do you do with the wine? You pour it into the cups. The cups where you do regular Nisach HaYayin. But oil, according to Rabbi Tarfon, if Rabbi Tarfon says you give me misnadiv oil, so this Brisa says, it all goes on the fire. So my love, me the yain kol safalim shem and kol shem the ishim. So shouldn't we be medayik from this brisa that if all the wine goes into the cups, all the oil goes onto the fire? Kasha on Shmuel. I said no, me the arya. Who says? Hakadisa. No, who says? You don't have to be parallel. All the wine could go in the cups, and some of the oil could go on the fire, and some of the oil could be split up. Amar Papa Ketanoi, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. What do you do with the oil of an edava? Shemen lo yivchos milug. Rabbi Yomer Shloshes Lugin. Machlokas, if somebody is misnadiv oil, how much do you have to give? One lug, at least, or three lugin, at least? But my kemithlig, what's the root of this machlokas? Amru, Rabbi Nakamedi Rapapa, they say in front of Rapapa, don mina umina, don mina vuki ba'asra ikibinayu. They're arguing about this principle. When I learn A from B, do I have to learn everything A from B? Which is called don mina umina, or can I learn something A from B, but then say A has its own character, and you don't have to learn everything A from B. So that's the machlokas here. De Rabbanan Savri, the Tanakama holds, who says only one lug, ma mincha misnadin Hashem misavim. You learn oil, the fact that you could have a nedava shol shemen, you learn it from mincha. Just like mincha could be a nedava, so to shemen. Uminan, you learn it from mincha. Ma mincha log shemen, just like mincha has to have at least a log of an oil. Afkan log shemen, so to hear a log of shemen is enough. Uma mincha, and once you learn that, we would throw in the last one. Uma mincha kom sev shiren achal, and just like a carbon mincha, you burn a little bit, and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohen. So the Tanakama who says that you would only require a log of shemen is because he learns all of the halakhas from mincha. So he would also say that it's split up like Shmuel. The idach and the second day a Rebbe mi mincha. No, he learns it from mincha as follows. Ma mincha misadvin af shemen misnadvin. But then he says vuki ba'asra. He would say it's allowed to have its own independent halakhas. Kinesachim. You compare it to wine. Ma nesachim shloshes lugin. Just like wine is three, so do oil is three. So maybe this issue of Shmuel and Reb Zera versus Abaya is really a machlokas tana'im. The Gemara says can't be. Amalei Reb Pavel Abaya, imi mincha maisi la, Rebbe, to kol yama don mina mina. No, everybody agrees to that principle of don mina mina. Rebbe agrees to that, so you can't say he holds otherwise. Ella Rebbe me ezrach gamar la. Really, Rebbe, who says that you need three logan is a special din. He compares it to Nesachim from the word Ezrach. but it's nothing to do with our machlokas tanoim. Amalei Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nasan l'Rav Papa mimatzes Amar Hachi. Is it possible to say this? He learns it from Ezrach. V'atanya carbon mincha malami shemizatin shemen. The extra word carbon teaches me that you could give a nedava of shemen. V'kama shlosha lugin. And it's three lugin. So manshamisli damer shlosha lugin. Who is the one that holds three lugin? Rabbi he. And v'kamaisi lami carbon. You see, he learns it from the word carbon, not from the word Ezrach. So we're back to the original suggestion that it's a machlokas tanoim. So Amalei says itanya tanya. Okay, if that's your brisa, then I'm wrong. And therefore, it must be the machlokas is about domino mino domino voki ba'asra, and it is a machlokas tanoim. I guess this is a new piece now. So, let's just read two more lines, and then we'll continue tomorrow. It's a really new piece though, but I'll start it. Amar Shmuel, ha'besadim yayin maybe umazaf al gabi ishim. Shmuel argues what we said before. If you have an adava of wine, you don't pour it all into the cups. You pour it on the fire. You sprinkle it on the fire of the Mizbeach. My time, Omar Korka, the Pazak says, V'yayin takrib l'nesa chatsia hin, ishe reach nichoach l'Hashem. Because the yayin is called ishe reach nichoach. Ask the Gemara B'Hakam Achabi, what do you mean? But you're putting out the fire. So this is Daraisa. Eish tamid, do it on Mizbeach l'sichbe. Kibui b'miksas l'oshba kibui. No, you're only putting out some of it. You're only putting out part of it. And therefore, it is okay. The Miklas David has a safek, a chakiri, and yud aleph. Does this have a din of haktara or not with nafkaminas? Maybe we'll start off with the Miklas David tomorrow. And there's a huge sugya related to this case. We'll see if we talk about it tomorrow. Maybe it'll be next week's Tuesday night shiur. There's a very important Rashi here, second to last Rashi, about the sugya psikresha. Right, sugya psikresha. This is one of the major sources that is quoted. Rashi and Zvachim Sadag Aleph. Can't have a shiur about psikresha without quoting this Rashi. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll either talk about it tomorrow or I'll wait to give it in next week's Tuesday night shiur. Okay, we'll stop here. And Parsha shiur is tonight.